Alaska Rescue Coordination Center Director Lieutenant Colonel Keenan Zirkel says the St. Elias Guides climbing party initially called for help Saturday, reporting two suffering altitude sickness. Lieutenant Colonel Zirkel says the party had abandoned their ascent of 16,000-foot Mount Bona and hunkered down at about 10,000 feet in bad weather.
Continuous snowfall, high winds, you know, all the conditions conducive to hypothermia and everything else.
Zirkel says the extreme conditions thwarted repeated efforts to reach the climbers until late Tuesday when a high-altitude Chinook helicopter team was able to make it in.
The winds died down enough that they thought an attempt was possible, so they took off and were able to get in and pick up all 12 individuals in one lift.
Zirkel says three of the climbers had minor injuries, including one with frostbite.
It became a issue of get them out of there now before there are serious injuries that will develop. So, you know, a little bit of preventative medicine, I guess, if you want to think of it like that.
Zirkel says the three injured were transported onto Anchorage for care and that the other climbers were dropped off in McCarthy. He describes a drawn-out rescue operation that included 80 hours of flight time involving Air and Army National Guard planes, helicopters, and crews, supported by the National Park Service, local businesses, and individuals. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.